Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank, not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there, through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts, will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you, no hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin, that is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22. To VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22VPN. And welcome, you're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3327, and today's date is April 11th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Deep State Sets Up War Narrative, Trump Conviction Will Not Stop Him, Timing Is Everything. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, they are now preparing the economic narrative as we get closer and closer to the presidential election. And I do believe that the Fed, since OMG did an undercover piece showing that they are political, most likely they will drop the rate a little bit to try to help Biden. And I don't think this is really a surprise to people that all of a sudden the central bank is political. They lean to one side. So if that is the case, all this talk about, oh, the rates are going to go up, oh, they're not going to cut, most likely they will probably cut just once, just to help Biden to push the economy into the presidential election. Now, I do believe this is going to fail. I don't believe that this is going to work out for him. I think this is going to push the economy off the cliff. And it looks like Trump is already taking back the narrative, because he's been putting up videos showing people they are worse off now than they were with Trump. And people are saying they can't make ends meet. I can't believe I don't have enough money. Inflation is killing me. So basically, Trump is now taking back the narrative. The central bank is political, and everything that Biden is going to try to do is going to completely and utterly fail. And it's already failing. But again, as the system breaks down and people are losing their jobs. People can't pay their taxes. The government isn't receiving the taxes that they need, which is to pay back the private Western Central Bank. Because remember, we borrow the Federal Reserve note from the private Western Central Bank. There's interest attached on that. And those individuals, the people of this country, they're the ones who have to pay this all back. And when you don't pay it back, what happens? They send their enforcers out. And remember when Biden was saying, oh, no, no, we're only going after the wealthy. This is why we need the $80 billion for the IRS agents, because these 87,000 agents, they're just going to go to the very, very wealthy. They're not going to go to the middle class, the lower income people. Well, that turns out to be completely fake, phony, and false, just like everything else that they do. So the IRS last year, they claim the extra $80 billion would help the IRS restore fairness and tax compliance by shifting more attention onto high-income earners, partnership, larger corporations, and promoters abusing the nation's tax laws. The effort will center on adding more attention on wealthy partnerships and other high earners that have been sharp drops in audit rates for these taxpayer segments during the past decade. But according to a new audit of the agency, as of just less than a year ago, 63% of new IRS audit inquiries were to middle-income earners who made less than $200,000 a year. Only a small overall share reached the very highest earners, while 80% of the audits covered filers earning less than $1 million. So once again, who are they really going after? Because those individuals in the middle bracket, well, there's a lot of them. And what they want is they want to go after those. Why would they go after the 1%? Those are their people. They're going to go after the low-hanging fruit, which is the middle class, which is the lower income people. Why are they going after them? Because there's a lot of them and they want to punish them in the long run. And you can see there's a lot of people right now, because of what's happening in the economy, they're having a very, very difficult time. Nearly 50 million Americans are now subprime borrowers, forced to take higher interest rate loans and credit cards if they can get them. So basically, these people are having a tough time. They are now subprime, which means if they're going to borrow, they have to pay a lot higher interest rate, which means it puts them into further trouble. So does this seem right? Those people that are having a difficult time, those people that can't make ends meet, they are now subprime. They have higher interest rates with higher payments, and it just hurts them in the long run. This is how this system works. Should it be this way? Absolutely not. And the credit card companies, they're not going to help. Actually, they're going to make it a lot worse. Wall Street Silver put this out and said the following. In the USA, the credit card duopoly of Visa and MasterCard controls most of the payment market share. The fees that they tack on to the transactions cost $137 billion per year, which impacts prices for everyone. The average family pays $900 each in those higher prices at stores. In addition, China UnionPay is processing U.S. credit card transactions. The concern is that the USA-based companies are gradually creating their own social credit score to eliminate your ability to make certain purchases, such as guns and other products they dislike. The Credit Card Competition Act, sponsored by Republican Roger Marshall, J.D. Vance, and Josh Hawley, is designed to create more competition and stop Chinese CCP-controlled companies from processing our data. FX Hedge responded to this and said, we need more competition in the credit card network industry. Visa and MasterCard essentially put a tax of nearly 3% on almost every transaction in our economy, which means that people are going to end up paying for this. And yes, all of this is being shipped out to China so they can set up a social credit score type of system. And you know what they're tracking out there. They're not tracking your food. They're not tracking any of that. They want to know who's purchasing guns and who they can stop. That's what this is really all about. But again, are they helping the everyday person? No, they're actually hurting them in the long run. And we do need more competition. Now, we know that the Biden administration, they understand that the entire economic system is completely and utterly falling apart. But again, they're not going to come out and tell everyone, hey, by the way, our policies just failed and everything's falling apart. They're going to hide this. They're going to use a cover story. They're going to gaslight you into thinking that everything is absolutely fantastic. And later on, I do believe this is going to happen probably around the summer months, probably in August, moving into September. They're going to start to blame what happened in Maryland. And they're going to say, this is why the economy is breaking down. This is why we're seeing inflation. This is why we see supply issues. This is why we're seeing all this, because our policies were working and now they're not because of the bridge. I do believe this was a complete and utter setup from the very, very beginning, because how do you bring in a change of batter with the economy failing? You can't say, hey, we're going to do better than what Biden was doing. You have to shift the blame someplace else so someone else can come in and say everything was working. It was the bridge that made this problem. So what's happening out in Maryland? Well, it looks like Moody is going to cut Maryland Transportation Authority's debt outlook to negative. And this is not going to work out well for the economy across the country. It's not just isolated to this one little area. But again, is this the problem? Is this why everything's falling apart? No, I do believe what they're going to do is they're going to use this to explain this is why everything is completely falling apart. So right now we can see that they have this set up right now. And we already have the Biden administration. They're already setting the narrative for one rate cut later in this year. Now, we'll be getting to that in just a sec, but what's very interesting is that we have Jamie Dimon, Larry Summers, they're all talking about a Fed hike. So Genevieve Roekdechter put this out on X and said, is the Fed's next move a hike? Here's what top leaders say in the last few days. Jamie Dimon, CEO of JP Morgan, were prepared for a very broad range of interest rates from 2 to 8% or even more. Larry Summers, former Treasury Secretary, you have to take it seriously, the possibility that the next rate move will be upwards rather than downwards. Michelle Bauman, Fed governor, I continue to see the risk that at a future meeting, we may need to increase the policy rate further should progress on inflation stall or even reverse. So all of these people are talking about a Fed rate hike. Now, what's very interesting is that Biden came out and says inflation report may delay the expected interest rate cut, and we might see this happening later this year. So they're already saying because of inflation right now, we're going to hold off and we're going to have the rate cut later this year. Actually, Fed Williams, he sees inflation falling closer to 2% target by next year, despite recent bumps. And he says later this year, we might see that rate cut if the economy continues to do what it's doing. Now, it might be bumpy, he says. We might see, you know, inflation pop up. But as long as we have all the fundamentals, everything will be fine. And we'll probably see a rate cut maybe by the latter part of this year. Maybe it'll be in September. Maybe it'll be in October, which I do believe that's when they'll probably end up doing this. They're going to try to get everything under control. Now, once again, we have people saying there's going to be a rate hike because of the inflation that they're seeing right now. We have some Fed chiefs out there saying that, no, these are just bumps in the road, and eventually we're going to have a rate cut. And Biden is out there already telling people, yes, there is inflation right now, and we might have to delay the rate cut a little while until everything calms down. So I do believe what they're doing right now is they're setting up the narrative, removing the expectations as it's going to be a rate cut, you know, coming June. I do believe they're pushing it down the line. This way they're prepared and ready for this. Now, once again, the Fed has continually told us that they are not political whatsoever. They do things for the good of the economy. Well, what we come to find out, and James O'Keefe went undercover and actually interviewed one of these individuals that works for the Federal Reserve. It looks like the agency, the corporation that creates currency, it looks like they are political. And if they are political, why wouldn't they help Biden? Let me just read what James O'Keefe wrote here. Hidden camera captures principal economist, Federal Reserve, talking about Jerome Powell's legacy as somebody who held the line against Trump. The influential agency responsible for maintaining a stable monetary system appears to not just be establishing interest rates, but to be setting policies for desired social outcomes under Powell. The Fed has changed to think about equity issues like racial issues, think about wealth inequality as part of the mandate, as part of the things we're following. Think about climate change. Think about all these other things that they're doing. This is the left's policies, and they are following them along, and they were trying to stop Trump every step of the way. Now, this individual, he writes the speeches for the federal chair, Jerome Powell, and Hizmo says Trump is just a crazy person and conservatives are dumb. And he describes to OMG's American Swiper Citizen Journalist, a politicized Federal Reserve board, where Powell has promoted ESG issues like climate change and wants to be remembered in history as a savior. But don't tell anyone, because Hizmo says, I'm just really worried that I'm saying stuff that's classified. It's all classified. Well, I think we all can see this. I think we all knew that the Federal Reserve was not political and they were doing this for the best interest of the country. We've known from the very, very beginning that this is where everything stemmed from. It stems from what? The Federal Reserve. This is the cause of the entire problem here. Because who's creating our currency? Who can blackmail? Who can control everything? Not just this country, but people around the world, because they have enslaved the world in their system. And since the Fed now is admitting that they're politicized, who do you think they're going to help in the end? They will help Joe Biden. Because in the end, as it gets closer and closer to the presidential election, I don't believe it's going to be Joe Biden. It'll probably be the change of batter. And think about how this is going to play out. As we get closer and closer, they'll use the bridge to say this is why the economy is falling apart. But don't worry, everything is working. Yes, that was a bump in the road. And that's why you're feeling a little bit of pain right now. But the economy is still working. And the Fed says everything looks good. So they're going to cut rates and try to make people think that the economy is doing much, much better than it really is. Because when they signal a rate cut, people are going to go, oh, wow, I think it's all working. But what that's going to do? It's going to destroy the entire market. It's going to destroy pretty much everything. And everything's going to start to fall apart very, very rapidly. And I do believe this is exactly what we're going to see as we get closer and closer to the presidential election. Because remember, they're using a slush fund to keep the markets up. Once that slush fund runs out, once all their little tricks and everything that they're trying to do runs out, they're in deep trouble. And yes, this is why you see gold moving up. This is why you see Bitcoin moving up. Because once again, when the system completely implodes on itself and the currency continually loses value, you see the alternative currencies, which is outside of the central bank system, you see them start to pop. Now, gold is, of course, having a little bit tougher time because the central bank, from the very, very beginning, they learned how to control gold. But I do believe in the end, they will lose control over all of this. And what's very interesting is Forbes is asking a very simple question to the Fed. Price of gold should be sounding alarm bells at the Federal Reserve. Because why is gold moving up right now? Why is gold moving up if everything is fantastic? Does it make any sense? It's moving up because the value of the currency is losing value very, very rapidly. They're losing control of the gold market. And I do believe in the end, they'll lose control over everything. And as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, they need to keep the illusion alive. And that's why they're going to need the rate cut. They need to keep the illusion alive that everything they did is working. But behind the scenes, behind the illusion, the people are going to understand that we have major, major problems, especially with people being laid off, especially with people who can't afford certain items or they can't pay their bills like electric, gas, and car insurance because those are skyrocketing. The people are going to know in the end. And Trump, he is just taking control of the economic narrative. He put out a message and he says, and he asked a simple question, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? And the people, they're saying absolutely not. Actually, they've taken clips from the fake news and he shows how the fake news is even saying the economy is terrible because this is something that you can't really hide. Yes, you can use manipulated numbers like the manipulated unemployment numbers. You can use manipulated GDP numbers. You can use manipulated inflation numbers. But everyday people, even the fake news people, they know when there's something wrong. They know that the people wouldn't believe them if they broadcast that everything's perfect, that the inflation is really not here, because people see it every single day. So listen to Trump's message here, and you're going to hear the people say, we are not better off, we're worse off.
Are you better off now than you were in January of 2021?
No, I'm not. I mean, that's me being honest. I'm working 5 times harder. When I calculate everything, hours worked to amount of money bringing in is nowhere near as high as it was.
Just 31% of Americans approve of how Biden is handling this economy, 56% disapprove, and This is interesting. Just 13% of Americans say they've gotten better financially since the president took office.
Our latest ABC News poll shows 4 in 10 Americans say they're worse off than when you were elected. Only 16% said they were better off.
More than half of the country disapproves of Biden's job performance, weighed down by significant discontent over the economy. 40% say they are worse off financially than they were 2 years ago. The most negative response to that question in nearly 40 years of our polling.
What do you say to the 44% of Americans who say they are worse off now than they were before Biden took office?
An exclusive News Nation Decision Desk headquarters poll out this morning reveals almost every American, a staggering 97%, is somewhat or very concerned about soaring prices.
The one thing I can't believe is that at my previous job, I got paid $5 less an hour than I do on this one, and I was better off at that time than I am right now.
Now, I do believe Trump, he's going to be putting out a lot more messages like this and other messages, because as the system breaks down, people are going to look for solutions. People are going to say, you know something? Yeah, I was a lot better off when Trump was in the White House. Even those people that don't like him, they're going to say, you know something? I really was better off because I had a lot more money. Gas was cheaper. I felt it. And moving forward, what's very interesting about this is that Trump, he turned the tables on them. Remember, the Fed, they tried to bring down the economy when Trump was in the White House. They started to raise rates. And actually, during the interview with James O'Keefe, when they have their undercover agent interview the Federal Reserve individual, he even admitted that they were raising the rates to put pressure on Trump and to pretty much bring the economy down. But Trump, he put a lot of pressure on Powell to drop the rates, and they reversed course. So they were really trying to actually bring it all down. Just like during COVID, they tried to bring down the market at that point. Remember, we had Soros saying that, hey, the market's overheated. It looks like it might be coming down. And then all of a sudden, COVID hit. The market was starting to crash. They were dumping a lot of the stocks. But once again, we can see that everything that Biden has done, because he's running on fumes with what Trump has done, they're just trying to keep everything status quo. They're trying to keep the market up. That's their most important thing that they're trying to do, because that's what people look at. If the market is up, that is the illusion that the economy is great. When the market comes down, all of a sudden, hey, the economy is a complete and utter disaster. Even if the economy is a disaster, they keep the market up to make you think that everything is okay. So they're going to try to keep it up until the last moment. And in the last moment, everything is going to come tumbling down. Just like in 2008, 2009, they were telling us that everything's fine. Even though in California, where people, you know, leaving their homes, people were being laid off like crazy, they were still telling us that the economy's okay. Everything's fine until the market came down in October. Then everyone started to realize there was a major, major problem in the economy. And I do believe we're following the same exact path right now. And actually, if we're following the same exact path, this is going to work to Trump's benefit. And Trump will be able to take control over this entire narrative in the end, which is going to destroy the deep state, destroy the central bank, destroy all of them. Because Trump, at that point, he'll have all the leverage. The central bank, Biden administration, World Economic Forum, the fake, they will not. So I do believe it's going to get a little bumpy. But I do believe in the end, when we get out of this and Trump takes charge, he'll be able to turn the economy around pretty darn fast. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank? Not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, America's American-based experts will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you, no hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin, that is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from $80,000 to $200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22VPN. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are now planning their escape. What do I mean by that? They're planning their escape. Well, they know the information is coming out about them. The people are learning about pedophilia, the pedophilia networks. People are learning about human trafficking. People are learning about child trafficking. People are learning about the treasonous acts that our politicians have committed. People are learning that these people are serial liars. The people are learning that their agenda is to destroy America. Their agenda is to destroy the American way of life. And the people, they're seeing all this because you need to keep something in mind. This is all about the 2024 election. What we're witnessing, what we're seeing is the court of public opinion. When the information comes out, the people say, it doesn't matter what the DOJ does, the FBI and the rest. They're part of the problem. They are part of the criminal syndicate. The most important part is for the people to hear it, the people to see the evidence, the people to understand what's happening in their country. Because remember, the deep state players, the FBI, the DOJ, the fake news, the Biden administration, Obama, and the rest, they've been trying to keep this hidden from the people. So now the people, they have a front row seat. They're watching this, and they now are seeing all this play out. And we're not in the phase where there's going to be arrests. This is the phase that the people need to see to make a decision so we can have the arrests. And the people, they need to understand how this system operates, who's involved, how the cover-up works, who the liars are, how the fake news reports fake information, and they try to spin everything. That's what the people are witnessing right now. So everything that's happening to Biden, everything that's happening to Diddy, Epstein, what's happening at the borders, what's happening out in the Middle East, out in Ukraine, this is all for public consumption. So they understand what's happening. Because again, if we're going to take back the country, how do you take it back unless you see the tyrannical government? Unless you see how they're trying to destroy your way of life. You wouldn't want to take it back because you wouldn't understand what you were taking back. And this is why the people need to see it. And as we move forward, the people are going to see how these same people are going to try to cover up their crimes, cover up everything that they did. The deep state, they're already setting up a war narrative.
They're using the Middle East. They're using Iran. They're using Israel. They'll be using Russia, Ukraine. And we could see this is what they're trying to do. Think about what's happening with Trump, where they're going after him with all these different indictments. What are the people seeing? The people are seeing the victim. The people are seeing election interference. The people are seeing a political opponent going after another political opponent to try to stop him from being in the election. I mean, think about what you've seen. They tried to get him off the ballot. They indicted him. They took his mugshot. And now they're going to try to convict him and throw him in jail. Now, once again, it's the court of public opinion. You really think he's going to get a fair trial in any of these trials? Absolutely not. So what are people seeing? They are seeing the tyrannical government go after their political opponent and, to finish it all off, throw him in jail, into the clink, as Trump would say. And I do believe the people need to see this. I know it looks scary. I know people are saying, I don't want this to happen. But most likely it will. Hopefully not. But most likely it will. Because if you're actually going to see a banana republic, if you're actually going to see a tyrannical government, go back in history. What do they do to their political opponent? Do they just stop and say, oh, you know what? We lost. All right, you're off. You go run against me. No, they throw them in prison. So I do believe that's exactly what they're going to do in the end. Now, is Trump going to be there a long time? No. Are the people going to see this and go, holy crap, they actually went through it. They have no evidence. They charged him with this hoax, and they actually threw him in prison. So the trial was a show trial, just like you saw back in history. They threw him in prison to get rid of him. Now, once again, if Trump's in prison, he still can run for president. There's nothing that says he can't. So is this going to stop him in the long run? No, it's not. But will it help him in the long run? Yes, it will. Remember, timing is everything. And I do believe Trump has timed this out perfectly, and he knows what Biden, the deep state, what they're going to do. And in the end, when it all falls apart around them and the people are completely awake and the people are saying, you know something, we've had enough. This is ridiculous. The economy's falling apart. I lost my job. I can't afford anything. We're on the precipice of war. They're throwing the political opponent, Trump, in prison to stop him. The borders are wide open. We had an event, which I do believe is coming, in this country. I've had enough. It's enough. And what do you think people are going to do? They're not going to vote for Biden. Or if Michelle Obama's in his place, they're not going to vote for her. They're going to vote for Trump because he's the people's president. And I do believe Trump played this perfectly. And I do believe he's using these last 2 years of Biden's residency as his platform for his campaign, because he has created an issues campaign. And no, the abortion issue is not hurting him whatsoever. Actually, the polls show the opposite, because again, he removed it and put it down to the state level. So Trump is running an issues campaign. He's using the court of public opinion, and the people, they're watching this play out, and they're watching the evidence. They're watching the documented evidence. They're watching the DOJ, the FBI. They're watching both sides. And people aren't stupid. They realize when they're being gaslit. They understand when they're being lied to, when the DOJ, the FBI, and the rest aren't doing their job. They understand that. And Trump is counting on them to understand this. And I do believe in the end, the only thing the deep state will have left is chaos and war. That is all. That is what they will have left in the end. And this is not going to work out too well for them, because I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they have planned this to the very, very end to show the people. And we're going to be talking a little bit more about the war narrative and the timing of all of this. But what's very interesting is, if we look at Planet Fitness and we go back a little bit in time, because we know the deep state players, they're trying to normalize pedophilia. And you could see the progression of all of this and how they're trying to normalize all this. They hijack the gay community. They use the gay community to say, oh, yes, we want peace, love, and everyone should be, you know, treated equally. Then they move that into the trans movement. And they then use the trans movement to usher in, oh, you know, I could be a boy, I could be a girl, I can have a sex with a young girl, a young boy, it makes no difference. Everyone is fluid, everything is great, and we have all these different pronouns. Then they decided, you know something, we're going to take the trans people and we're going to put them on women's sports to normalize, hey, look, we can go anywhere and we can be in, we can be in the bathrooms, we could be anywhere. And they try to normalize this every step of the way. And now we have men who are not even being, they're not even bothering dressing up as women. They're just saying, I identify as a woman, because that's where all this is leading to, where they're going now into the locker rooms, they're going into the bathrooms. But again, are these people really transgender? Are they really women? No. These are pedophiles. These are rapists. These are sex addicts. And if you look at the deep state players and you start to look at Hollywood, you look at the CEOs of certain corporations, you look at certain politicians, well, that's who they are. And this is how they've been trying to normalize this. And think about what happened with Planet Fitness, because now a Planet Fitness member was arrested after going to the ladies' locker room, claim he identified as a woman, but he went in there as a man. I mean, we all knew that this was coming. We all knew this is what was going to happen, just like when they take men and they throw the men into prison, into women's prisons, because they said, identify as a woman. Well, really? Then why are they raping women in prison? Really think about this. We all knew this was going to happen this way, because this is really what the deep state actually had planned from the very, very beginning. And it's all backfiring on them. And you can see the resident. Yes, he's all part of this. I mean, think about Ashley Biden's diary that came out, where it says, yeah, Biden took a shower with her when she was a teenager, and her diary said she might have been sexually abused. You think the fake news would be all over this. And then they arrested the person that actually got the diary on a federal crime, and I can't even believe that's a federal crime, but they were punishing her. And you would think the fake news would be all over this. But Breaker of Narratives put this out and said, if Ashley Biden was Donald Trump's daughter, would Democrats ignore her diary after she said he sexually abused her? Don Jr. responded and said, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say no effing way. And he's absolutely right. But again, who are they protecting? They're protecting their people. And what's very interesting, a video has come out, and Greed Lives Matter has put this out on X, showing Diddy with his newly adopted white girl. And this is what Green Lives Matter says. This video of Diddy with his newly adopted white girl needs to be questioned now that he's being accused of sex trafficking. What the F is this? So the girl said, I was on the streets and Papa Combs decided he would be a caring man. So he saw me and he decided to pick me up. So we decided we can come inside and played with his kids, Diddy. Then Diddy said, that's borderline suspect. I adopted you like Madonna adopted kids and everybody else. Charlize Theron, I felt that you could enjoy having a black parent to take care of you. I got permission from your mother. I always come over. This is pretty weird. I'm not going to lie. There were alleged cameras in every room in this house. Remember that Diddy was in cahoots with Rachel Chandler when she was only 14 years of age, according to her own comments. So what do you think this young girl is doing there? I think everyone can see this now. And as this continually builds, the people are starting to learn that, yes, these are all different honeypots that they used to blackmail people. And this is not just the other one. We know Epstein is one, Nexium, Nygaard, and the rest all had others, and Wexner and the rest. And you're going to see a lot more of these throughout the country. But that reminds me of Post 1138, April 12, 2018. And there's an article from Reuters that says Congress sex trafficking. Trump signs a law to punish websites for sex trafficking. Now, I do believe they've been using social media platforms to create honeypots, to lure people in, and this is how they work their system. Because remember, when Elon came, the owner of X, he started to realize, holy crap, they aren't going after all these pedophiles. They allowed them to exist on the platform. But this says, study carefully, Facebook, Instagram, think Ray Chandler, Twitter, etc., honeypots, which I do believe that's exactly what they are. And I do believe as time goes on, you're going to find out a lot more information about these people. And as people start to learn that, yes, these people have been trafficking children, they have sex with children, they enslave the children, and they've been doing this to people, all these children and other people around the world, people are going to be completely and utterly shocked. I think they're shocked right now, but I do believe it's going to get a lot worse for them. Just like the border is becoming a disaster for them. Yes, they're trying to blame it on the Republicans, but people aren't stupid. I mean, all they have to do is say a couple of words. Close the border. That's it. Then everything that they're talking about comes to a screeching halt. Libs of TikTok put this out and said, Denver mayor announces he's diverting $90 million of the city's budget to service newcomers. Mean illegals, criminals, child traffickers, human traffickers, drug traffickers, terrorists, gang members, and he blames it on Republicans. Democrats made Denver a sanctuary city in 2017. Democrats control Colorado and pass progressive immigration policies in 2021. So all he has to do to fix this problem is close the borders, Biden. Shut it all down. Then you won't have all these people coming in. The only reason you have these people coming in is because Biden reversed everything. And Biden saying, oh, he's looking into shutting the border down. Well, you know he's never going to shut the border down because that would be absolutely ridiculous. Would that go with his agenda of replacing Americans cheating in the election and having chaos? No, it wouldn't. So why is he saying these things? Well, Molly explains. She says Biden isn't examining a border shutdown. He's buying time before the November election because it's all about the election. This is how these politicians work. And the people, they're not buying it whatsoever because all you got to do is look at the documentation and all you got to do is look at what Biden did. And everyone knows it's a lie. But you can see there's more and more states now. They are now signing legislation like Texas. We have Iowa right now. The governor, Kim Reynolds, she has signed a Texas-style immigration law allowing Iowa officers to arrest undocumented immigrants under a new crime bill of illegal reentry into the state. So she signed Senate File 2340. So once again, we're starting to see a lot more states do this because the federal government, the tyrannical government, is not doing anything. And we could see that things are now changing. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that a reporter asked Joe Biden if he's considering dropping the charges against WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. In February, Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese supported a motion from Parliament calling for Assange's return to Australia. And Biden was asked by a reporter about Albanese's request. Biden replied, "We're considering it." So this is very interesting. Why would they be considering it? Number one, do they want Julian Assange to go to Australia so this way they can just get rid of him? Or was this a slip up? So this is very, very interesting what's going on here, but we'll have to keep an eye on what's happening with Assange because we need to remember that Assange knows exactly what happened to Seth Rich. Assange knows exactly what happened with the DNC servers, and it had nothing to do with Russia. And do you think the deep state players want him talking? Absolutely not. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they have something that's very, very important. I do believe they have the server, they have the information, and they have it all. Because remember, Trump, he was in the White House. He saw all the classified information. They never expected her to lose. They didn't have time to clean everything up. And he came in and he was able to see all classified information. Why? Because he's the president. That's why. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we know the deep state players, in the end, they're going to try to push a communication blackout. And Brendan Carr, he put this out on X and says, Meta blocked all posts from the Kansas Reflector on Thursday after the nonprofit newspaper called out Facebook. So that is very, very interesting. Brendan Carr responded, said just one day after Facebook lobbied the FCC to impose heavy-handed net neutrality rules on its competitors, Facebook blocked all posts from a newspaper and removed all links to the outlet after it had published an article critical of Facebook. Does it look like we're starting to see mass censorship begin? Remember, it is an election year. So they put everything into place, and we could see that they're going to try to control everything that's happening right now. Because you need to remember, they can control their own platforms like YouTube and Instagram, you know, those platforms that they can control. They can censor the people. The problem is they're going to have problems with other social media platforms like Rumble and Truth Now. This is why they're trying to destroy Truth, because they don't want Truth to be prosperous. They don't want people to go to Truth. And I do believe we probably have insiders dropping stock like crazy right now, because you see the stock dropping quite a bit. And the institutional investors, they're not even touching it right now. So I do believe this is one attack on Truth where they're trying to destroy it before it gets fully operational. Yes, it's operational now, but they were going to bring in advertisers. They're going to use the money that they have raised to increase the functions. And you know what they can do once they have all this money. They can make True Social look absolutely incredible. Now, does the deep state want this? No, they don't want this whatsoever. So it looks like their first act is to try to destroy it as best they possibly can. I mean, you can see it all over the fake news where they're saying that Trump lost money, the stock's taken a dive, Truth Social's over. This is what they're continually doing. But I do believe in the end it's not going to work, just like everything else. Now, like we said before, they don't control any of these platforms. So how do you censor people on these platforms if you don't control them? Yes, they can send requests, but again, that's violating your constitutional right. So what happens if they go after the ISP providers? This is what Obama wanted from the very, very beginning, net neutrality. What happens if you censor people from that area instead of on social media platforms? Well, you can censor a lot more people. You can still give them access to the internet. They just won't be able to reach certain platforms. I do believe they're going to try to do this, but I think in the end, people are going to start to notice and people are going to start to realize, hey, wait a minute, what's going on here? You're trying to tell me what I can or cannot see? Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank? Not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there. Through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts, will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you. No hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22. To VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22VPN. And this will not work. Plus, people will start using VPNs, and this will be very, very difficult for them in the end. So I do believe in the end, they're going to have to move to some type of communication blackout. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is yesterday they voted on FISA, which doesn't mean FISA is gone. They actually voted on the resolution of FISA, which we'll be getting to in just a sec. But what's very interesting is that Tom Massey was continually asking Committee Chairman Turner about the FISA bill. And it looks like they did carve out a certain area for those people in Congress where they, individuals, will get notified if they're being spied on. Not the American people, though. Only the people in Congress, which tells you everything you need to know. Which means, is this bill good? No, I think this is why Trump said, kill FISA. And the FISA bill was killed for now. And these are the people that decided not to vote for it. Good, Luna, Norman, Burchett, Boebert, Gosar, Gates, Bishop, Cloud, Crane, Higgins, Roy, Rosendale, Mills, Mace, Stubbe, and Biggs. They decided to vote against it. But Thomas Massey, he put this out on X and said the following. Many people have been misled today. There was not a vote on the FISA bill. There was a vote on the resolution that would have allowed FISA as well as six amendments to it, including a warrant requirement amendment and three other pieces of legislation to come to the floor. On a partisan procedural vote like this, Democrats reflectively vote no and Republicans typically vote yes. 19 Republicans voted with all the Democrats to stop everything from coming to the floor today, including the warrant amendment to FISA. Many of us who are adamantly opposed to warrantless surveillance voted for the resolution, wanting to get a recorded vote on warrants and recognizing the speaker can otherwise suspend the rules and bring anything to the floor without a resolution, like he did with the omnibus. Tactically, whether 19 did the best thing or not is to be determined. They may have just stopped our only chance to have a vote on whether the government needs a warrant to spy on you. The vote might not have passed, but everyone would have had to go on the record for the world to see. So what we had was a difference of tactics with members like Jim Jordan, MTG, Warren Davidson, myself, and other defenders of the Constitution parting ways with those who saw an opportunity to temporarily throw a wrench in things by voting with Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff. Now that the rules resolution for the bill plus amendments has failed, the swamp could do the following. Suspend the rules to pass a worse FISA, make concessions and approve the rules for the bill, say they don't need a bill to keep FISA going, or let the Senate move first on FISA. Let's see how this all plays out. But what's very interesting is that the House Judiciary GOP, they took a survey and the people voted the following way. And this is the question. Should the FBI be able to spy on you without a warrant? 97% said no. Actually, now they're going up against the Fourth Amendment. So think about what you've been witnessing right now. You've been witnessing the deep state players violating your constitutional rights. You saw it with censorship, and that refers to Amendment Number 1. You saw them going after your guns, and they're continually going after your guns. That's Number 2. Plus, they're now telling people in certain states, hey, why don't you take the illegals in, which is quartering. Now, they're trying to spy on the American people, which they've been doing for a very long time, and they're trying to do this without a warrant. So they're violating your Fourth Amendment. So when you look at this, you could see that the government, the tyrannical government, they're violating your rights. These are the people's rights. They don't have the right to do this. Only tyrannical governments would do this. And this should show you everything you need to know. And this is part of the plan. The people must fight for their freedom. And every step of the way, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, and remember this is the court of public opinion, they're showing you how a tyrannical government will come after your rights and violate your rights over and over and over. I mean, it's very, very easy to see with gun control. Because right now, the Biden regime, they approve the expansion of background checks for gun shows and online firearm sales, which is absolutely ridiculous. The Firearms Policy Coalition put this out on X and said, there's no such thing as gun show loophole. And despite everything wrong with the despotic overreach, ATF even makes this clear when answering the public comments of supporters. Your intentionally deceitful commentary mirrors that of history's most vile government actors. Absolutely. And put it this way. Think about all the different cities, all the different places that have gun control. Remember, the deep state, they needed to create the idea that we need gun control. So remember, they always create the problem because they have a solution waiting for it as soon as people start to recognize the problem that they created. So think about what they've done over time. They created a problem in all their cities where people are getting shot. There's mass shootings because the people in those cities cannot have weapons to defend themselves because they implemented these draconian laws, which actually is a violation of your constitutional rights. So they created these cities where people can't carry, people can't defend themselves, which opens up to criminals and mass shootings. Because if you can't have anyone in a building, like a school or something like that, that has a weapon to protect themselves, where do you think the criminal's going to go? They're going to go there to shoot everything up, especially if you're controlling innocents to do this. So they created this problem, and their solution is gun control. We need to take more of your weapons away. But in those areas, they already have gun control. And they're trying to use this to convince you that this is why we need to take the weapons away. But when you look at other places where there isn't gun control and people carry freely, you don't have the same problems. Plus, the founding fathers, they put this in there because they just got finished fighting a tyrannical government. And the only way to go up against a tyrannical government is for the people to have weapons. Those people that have experienced tyrannical governments, they understand this. And those people who think, oh no, we're never going to have a tyrannical government, they're fooling themselves. Those are the people that always end up dead in the end because they just can't believe it. And what's very interesting is that a survivor of Mao's Cultural Revolution was speaking to David Hogg on gun control. Remember, he's the guy from Parkland. And just take a listen to the conversation here, and you'll understand that the gun control argument is now dead.
Lady Tang Williams, welcome to my live free or die state. Actually, I am a Chinese immigrant who survived communism. And under Mao, you know, 40 million people were starving to death after he sold communism to them. And 20 million people died, murdered during his Cultural Revolution. So my question to you, David, is that can you guarantee me, a gun owner tonight, our government in the U.S., in D.C., will never, never become a tyrannical government? Can you guarantee that to me?
There's no way I can ever guarantee that any government will not be tyrannical.
Well, then the debate on gun control is over because I will never give up my guns. Never, never. And you should go to China to see how gun control works for dictatorship of CCP.
Now, think about what was said here. She asked a very simple question. Can you guarantee me that the government will not become tyrannical? No, nobody can guarantee that. Well, then you can't take our guns, because that was the whole purpose of the Second Amendment. Because our founding fathers, they just bled. They just lost their families. They lost their wealth. They lost their farms. They lost people close to them. They just finished fighting a war. They didn't sit around the table going, holy crap, you think we need these weapons to hunt so we can get food? Yeah, that needs to be the Second Amendment. No. They said, holy crap, this can never happen again. And the people, they have the right to speak freely. The press has the right to write anything because they were censored. And they said, you know something? We need to protect the First Amendment with the Second Amendment so the people have a right to carry and own any weapon and shall not be infringed. They did this on purpose because they just finished fighting a tyrannical government. And they knew eventually what was going to happen is that another tyrannical government was going to take its place after many, many years. And they wanted the people to have the ability to protect themselves and to stop it. And this argument right here shuts it all down. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the Navy, they put up a photo of a ship commander shooting a rifle. And people started to notice some strange things with the rifle. First of all, his hand grip is very, very close. Secondly, the scope is backwards. He still has the lens cover on there. And there's someone holding his shoulder while he's firing the weapon. Does that make any sense? And then the Navy decided to delete it. John Stokes put this out and said, "This U.S. Navy IG post is making the rounds. It's truly something else, man. That man is the captain of this vessel and a graduate of the Citadel. For non-gun people, obvious things happening here are the optic is backwards, lens caps are on. From his shoulder to his grip to his stance, he's holding the rifle like he has never in his life fired a rifle. You wouldn't even hold your grandpa's hunting rifle this way, much less an AR pattern gun. Why is someone touching his shoulder while he's firing? Why is he looking through the optic with his shades on? Nobody involved in this spotted any of this. Not the captain or the social media team or anyone involved in the photo shoot. It's completely, totally wild to me. It would be like if, say, the Microsoft social media team were taking IG photos of an open floor plan office at headquarters, and the engineer in the shot had his laptop upside down and was pretending to type on the screen and look at the keyboard. It's that bad. I'm trying not to over-index on this, but we pay the military a lot of tax money, and we trust them to defend our civilization. So this extreme level of yikes from these people is mildly terrifying to me. God save us all, because this dude in this picture sure won't. And people are questioning this. Are these people going to be able to defend America? What is going on here? And remember, the deep state players, their entire plan was to weaken the military. I mean, who would put a picture out like this? I mean, really think about this for a second. I mean, think about it. They're having military soldiers walk around in heels, wigs. Do you think people really want to join the military? This is how they've been weakening the military. Because in the end, what do they want? They want war, and they want the United States to lose the war. So how do you do that? You infiltrate the country from within. You invade the country from within. You rot it out from within. And then you attack it from the other side. And you can see that all of this is now coming into play. And what's very interesting, we can see that war now is building. And think about what we've learned yesterday. We had the Army, they were running a drill in New Jersey, a nuclear drill in the Cure Center, where they were evacuating people because there was a nuclear weapon. We know that there was a story about Iran now having enough uranium to build nuclear weapons. And we know that the deep state players are trying to push Russia into a nuclear war. This is why they want Ukraine to join NATO. But the other thing that's very interesting is out in the Middle East with Israel and Iran. Now, remember, Obama and all his people that he brought in, where he infiltrated the government, started the insurgency, they're all part of the Muslim Brotherhood. And yes, he has ties to Iran and many other countries. So right now, Financialot put this out and said, Iran has told the White House that if the U.S. defends Israel against its forthcoming retaliation for the Damascus strike, it will consider the U.S. a viable target as well, per the Intercept. So right now, Iran is saying, listen, if the U.S. tries to do anything, they are now targets. So what happens if the U.S. gets involved? I do believe the deep state will probably try to do something like this if you're going to start the war narrative. Does that mean Iran might try to strike someplace here in the United States using their terrorist organizations? Maybe plant a nuclear weapon. It could be Iran. It could be Russia. But you could see how this is all building right now. And I do believe that we are now on the precipice of an event. Now, of course, the FBI, the deep state players, they like to use scare tactics to get their funding, of course. But I do believe that we're going to see something happen. And yes, they're going to use fear tactics to get funding. And what's very interesting is that Chris Wray has warned Congress that there is a concern of future coordinated attack on the U.S. weeks after the Crocus Theater attack. So he says, our most immediate concern has been that individuals or small groups will draw twisted inspiration from the events in the Middle East to carry out attacks here at home. But now, increasingly concerned is the potential for a coordinated attack here in the homeland, akin to the ISIS-K attack we saw in Russia. So they're already paving the way, and we know that there's going to be some type of an attack. Now, we could see that there are now messages going out all over the place, like one in Spain, that ISIS is ready to attack someplace there, which it might happen, might not happen. But you could see they're building the narrative, and they'll keep building it up until there is an attack. And again, people are going to question, how did these people get in here? How did they attack the United States within the United States? Did they come through the border? I think in the end, this is not going to work out too well for them. just like Fauci's having a very, very difficult time. Because remember all those hearings with Rand Paul and Fauci, and Rand Paul was calling Fauci out on gain of function, and Fauci called him a liar? Well, Rand Paul is no longer a conspiracy theorist, and Fauci turned out to be a liar. Because again, think about all the emails, think about all the evidence that has come out. Now we know that, yes, the U.S. paid for gain of function. They were doing it in China and many other places. And Rand Paul is calling them out on this, and he's going to investigate all of this. So this is completely falling apart on all of them. And they have lied to the senators. They have lied to Congress. And now it's all coming out. And as they dig deeper and deeper and deeper, people are going to start to realize they lied from the very beginning. There were people that were trying to tell the truth. But the deep state players, what did they do to them? They censored them. Those people said, no, it's a lab leak. It didn't come from the wet market. Oh, no, this is gain of function. This was released on purpose. Ivermectin works. Hydroxychloroquine works. All of these people now, the people can see that these people have lied. Now, people can say, oh, but they didn't know. No, people knew. They just censored those people because they didn't want. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank, not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there. Through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts, will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you, no hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin, that is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and mydigitalmoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with mydigitalmoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22VPN. Anyone to counter their narrative. And now the people are seeing it. It's falling apart on them. And they're learning the truth. And they learn the truth about what happened with George Floyd and all these ridiculous protests, because they told us it was protests, and people kept saying, no, no, these are riots. I mean, the cities are burning. Towns are burning. People are getting hurt. There's looting. And the fake news try to convince us, and even some congressmen and congresswomen try to convince us that this was a myth, that what you were seeing was not real. And the people, they said, no, no, it's real. I see it. And it looks like they're trying to do this same thing again. They're trying to find someone where they can push the same type of agenda. And I do believe they're just waiting for the right incident. But I think this time around, it's going to be a little bit more difficult to do. It doesn't mean they can't do it, because we have a lot of people that actually are out there debunking and showing the real facts. So what's very interesting is that this individual, Dexter Reed, he was stopped by the police and they told him to roll down the window and roll down the back window. And they decided they weren't going to do this. They rolled it down a little bit, but they put it back up. And then they started to shoot at the police and the police had to take cover. So the mother is trying to convince everyone that he was just riding around in his car and they killed him. Well, that's not how it happened, because that is a fake story. When you look at the video, they were in the white SUV. The police said, roll down your window. They had their guns drawn. They decided to roll it down, then roll it back up, and they started to shoot at the police. The police, they weren't firing. They actually ran away and took cover, and they shot quite a bit at the police. So this story right here is completely and utterly falling apart. Just like everything that they're trying to do to Trump is completely and utterly falling apart. Yes, they're having the show trials, because that's really what they were, what they are. If you go back in time, you can see that British government and many other governments back at the time when the kings and queens, when they didn't want people to put the truth out there or they were counting their narrative, they would have a show trial and then they would throw people in prison. Most of the time it's their political opponents. And that's exactly what we're seeing today. I mean, think about the cast of characters that are now going after Trump. These are the people that they're using. Viva Frey put this out and said, it's amazing to appreciate who are the players in the Trump persecutions. Porn star Stormy Daniels, convicted perjurer Michael Cohen, convicted extortionist Michael Avenatti, adulterer and perjurer Fani Willis, adulterer and divorce fraudster Nathan Wade, corrupt judge with family ties to prosecution Juan Merchant, crazy old pervert who fantasized about rape and named her cat Vagina T. Fireball, E. Jean Carroll, prosecutor who's been credibly accused of international extortion schemes, Jack Smith, corrupt Soros-funded prosecutor Alvin Braggs, corrupt prosecutor who campaigned off targeting Trump, Letitia James, and Fani Willis. If you don't understand that the criminals are in charge, you are a moron and a Democrat. And yes, the criminals are in charge right now, and that's the whole purpose. The whole purpose is to show the American people, look at the criminal syndicate. Can you see it? I mean, look at the people that are going after Trump. They're all criminals. And they don't follow the rule of law. And most of these people eventually will be thrown in prison or they're in prison. I mean, really think about this for a second. It's absolutely unbelievable. And we know that Jack Smith is a criminal and he's not going to follow what the Supreme Court says. Actually, he's already signaling that he's going to circumvent SCOTUS if they rule against him. This should tell you everything you need to know. I think what Trump and the Patriots are showing you, do you see the criminal syndicate now? Do you see the criminals? They don't follow the rule of law. They hate the rule of law because they're criminals. And they're coming after me. I'm showing you the cast of characters. I mean, it just can't get any worse than this. You think this is part of the plan? Absolutely. How do you wake the people up? How do you show people? Because remember, the people, they are the court of public opinion. If you want to show the people the corruption, if you want to show that these people are criminals, if you want to show that these people go after the political opponent, if you want to show that the DOJ, the FBI, they will never prosecute their own and they'll go after everyone else, how do you do that? Well, you find the best cast of characters from Central Casting and you set them up and you begin the show. That's pretty much what we're watching right now. We're watching the show. Now, Trump, he's continually out there and he put this out on Truth. He said, if a president doesn't have immunity, and this is what Jack Smith is trying to get rid of, he or she will be nothing more than a ceremonial president. Now, he's continually making the case you can't get rid of immunity. Now, we know that Jack Smith, that's his main goal, is to get rid of immunity. Now, once again, it looks like Trump is baiting them in, just like he baited them in with the taxes, saying, I'm not going to give my taxes, which made the deep state go after his taxes even more. And he kept resisting and resisting and resisting. And the deep state kept pushing and pushing and pushing, brought it all up to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court ruled, yeah, you can get the taxes. You can get the taxes of the family members. You can get taxes of their corporations. You can get taxes of everything. And this is the problem that Joe Biden's having right now. So did this help them or hurt them? It hurt them. And I do believe in the end, their main mission is to convict Trump and throw him in prison. And I do believe Trump is baiting them in with this also. Because think about it. If you're going to show the people a tyrannical government that's going after their political opponent, where they're interfering with the election, the next logical phase is to actually have the political opponent be thrown in prison. Doesn't mean he's going to spend a lot of time there, but it's not going to stop him from running for president. And the deep state on one side, they're saying, holy crap, we can throw him in prison. The people will say, okay, I'm not voting for him because now he's a convicted felon and he's in prison. And they're hoping that the people will say, okay, we can't vote for him. Just like they did it with the ballots. Did that work out? No, it didn't. Trump is showing the people, because remember, this is the court of public opinion. Look what they just did. They threw their political opponent in prison and they don't even have a case. They have nothing. It's made up law. The statute of limitation has run out. There's letters from Stormy Daniels, or if Jack Smith decides to get rid of the immunity, they can get him with other things. But people are going to start to realize that, hey, wait a minute. They actually threw him in prison. And you think the people are going to vote for him or not vote for him? I think more and more people are going to come to the side of Trump and they're going to vote for him. And the deep state, they understand that just by convicting him and throwing him in prison, it's not going to stop him. Patriots Are in Control put this out. And this is from the Washington Post. Trump's the likely GOP nominee. He can serve even if convicted of a crime. While many states ban felons from voting, there is no federal prohibition on felons running for or serving in the White House. So is their plan going to work? No, it won't stop them that way. They're trying to convince the people not to vote for him. Trump is going to use this against the deep state, just like everything else. And the people, well, they're going to vote for him and he's going to get a lot more people. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we know that David Cameron, he had a meeting with Trump and he said the following, and Storm has arrived, put this out on X and says, the meeting I had yesterday with Trump was a good meeting. It was a private meeting, so I have to be careful what I say. And this is very, very interesting. Totally normal for foreign leaders to meet with a former president to discuss ongoing wars, right? No, that makes no sense whatsoever. So what's really going on? That's very interesting. But you could see everything that the deep state has been trying to do to Trump, it is completely failing. And the people are coming to his side. The black community, the Hispanic community, the Democrats, they're losing all these people. And what's very interesting is the fake news, they're trying to keep that whole racist narrative going. And they're putting out headlines saying that Trump is a racist. CNN, I couldn't be more offended. Analyst reacts to Trump's comments about black voters. Rolling Stone, Trump claims he's being indicted for the black population. NPR, Trump says his indictments are helping him attract black voters. So the fake news is trying to make it look like he's a racist. Well, he went to Chick-fil-A. He went to many other places. The black community loves him. So the reality is he's not racist, not at all, not a racist bone in his body, and the fake news is failing every step of the way. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that DeSantis, well, he decided to endorse Trump after he was running against him. Nikki Haley didn't do that. Chris Christie didn't do that. But DeSantis did. And now DeSantis, well, he's going to fundraise for Trump. And Trump tells DeSantis, welcome back. This is very, very interesting. How can this be? Well, it looks like we have a lot of actors in this show. And I do believe in the end, when we have the Garden of Heroes and we have a celebration a year long, this is what Trump has been telling us, I do believe we're going to see all those individuals that put their career, their lives on the line to take back this country. Sometimes you need to sacrifice certain things, because if you don't, we lose the country. But in the end, when you look back, you'll see who the real heroes are. And I do believe you're going to, I think a lot of people are going to be surprised who the heroes really are and how a lot of these people put their entire lives and everything on the line. Is it really that difficult to do? I mean, think about our founding fathers and the colonists. They put everything on the line to fight for freedom. They lost their lives. They lost their families. They lost their wealth, their farms, everything, the businesses. Today, all right, so someone makes fun of you. You lose your reputation. In the end, is that so bad to take back this country from a tyrannical government? No, it really isn't. Is it that bad that Trump calls you names the entire time? No, not at all. Because when people look back in time, you know what they're going to see? They're going to see the patriots that stood up for the country and fought for this country and put everything on the line. So once again, I don't think it's that big of a deal. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is you can see that the Democrats, they definitely want the illegals in this country. And I think this just pretty much sums it up. James Comer, he put this out and said, every Democrat in the Oversight Committee yesterday voted against a bill seeking to add a citizenship question to the U.S. Census. The census, asking whether you are an American citizen or not, shouldn't be controversial. Unless you want to use all the illegals to vote in the election, take the jobs, and destroy America. I think they just played their hand right here, and everyone can see it. And now the people understand. In the end, the deep state players, they're not going to win this. In the end, they're going to lose because the people, the court of public opinion, they're watching this entire case play out. This is Trump's campaign, and the deep state, they're losing every step of the way. And I just want to leave everyone with this about the brainwashing and mind control that the deep state does, because we know we're coming up to a lot of events. We're getting closer and closer to the presidential election. And Jason Kristoff put this out and said, to effectively brainwash and mind control a population, you first need fear. You then need a ritual or ceremony which relieves the fear. That ritual must be simple so anyone can do it. You must make average people feel like heroes for doing exactly as they're told. The tyrant is best served by being in full control of the fear plus manufacturing the ritual that removes the fear. That pre-manufactured ritual will in turn trick the public into participating in their own enslavement and brings them willingly into the iron grip of the tyrant. Absolutely. So when we start to see events happen in this country, remember what they're trying to do. And remember that they're using fear to try to control you every step of the way. And I think at this point with COVID, with everything that people have been seeing, I think people are awake enough now that they can start thinking logically. And instead of having fear take over, they can start to look at what's really going on. And they can say, you know something, this time it's not going to happen. Because we know as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, we know that the deep state, they're going to pull out every single tactic, every single trick, all the ammunition that they can muster to push fear to try to make the people into doing what they want to do. But I do believe in the end, since we have the people awake, since we have people logically thinking, and we have Trump out there telling us, no, it doesn't have to be this way, I think the people aren't going to fall for it this time. I think the people, they're going to push back very hard in the deep state. They're going to be trapped in their entire agenda. And the court of public opinion, well, they're never going to let them forget that, hey, we see what you're doing and we want this country back. And I do believe in the end, the people, they're going to go along with what Trump is saying. They're going to do the right thing. They're going to follow the Constitution and they're going to vote these people out. So this way, we can then go after each and every one of these individuals. Because remember, even though when Trump wins the election, the deep state players, they're still in charge because Trump is not inaugurated yet, which means the deep state, they're going to push everything that they have to try to stop him. They're going to try to remove him. How do you do this? How do you distract? How do you do any of this? You bring the country to war, to nuclear war. You have a scare event that is so scary. And they're hoping that they can start World War III. But in the end, I do believe this is all going to fail because Trump, he has the secret weapon. It's called peace. And once you have the people on your side and you're talking about peace, the deep state, they don't have the narrative. They can't push it. They're done for. And once peace is ushered in, they're all exposed and it's game over. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank? Not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there. Through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts, will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you, no hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin, that is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22. To VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22VPN.